playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Amanda Huff, one of the organizers, in fact, co-chair for the MHS 70th reunion. So, first of all, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
So, I remember, I guess it is a decade ago at this point, that there was a big celebration for the 60th. So, it's the 70th reunion happening. Is this just going to be another big celebration in the community?
Definitely want to bring a lot of people back to our community and celebrate 70 years of MHS. We're going to be doing that celebration on July 5th. 6th and 7th this year. The whole point of having a reunion is to fundraise for our 6 bursaries that we provide to the local high schools for our graduates.
Okay, and so who is invited to come out for this?
Currently, everyone's invited. We really focus on, obviously, the alumni and their families and spouses. We also include former employees, teachers, but really anyone from the community can join. As of today's date, you can register and attend both events Friday and Saturday night.
Okay, so talk a bit more about registering in a moment, but tell me a bit more about some of the things that will be happening as part of this reunion.
So far, we've planned Friday night as kind of a meet and mingle event at the community center. There will obviously be the bar open, and it will start around 7 p.m. Saturday, we're going to have a dance on Saturday night starting around 8 p.m. Again, there will be a bar and some great music provided by a former graduate of MHS.
All right. And some events at the school and some events elsewhere then?
That's correct. We're hoping to do a closing ceremony on Sunday at MHS, possibly in the gymnasium. A lot of those details are still being worked out. There will also be a art in the park at Queen's Park right across from MHS. And former alumni are invited if they have wares or things they wish to sell. They are invited to inquire about that.
Okay, and so as you're working on confirming all that stuff, one of the important things, one of the focuses is getting people registered, knowing who's going to be there, how many people, all that sort of thing.
Absolutely, that is our focus right now. Get as many registered as possible so that we can confirm that the event will go ahead. Currently, you can register online or by mail. Those links are on the Facebook page under MHS Reunion. You can also email us at mhs70@shaw.ca, and we can send a registration form if that's how someone would prefer to sign up.
Okay, so a couple options, and that Facebook page is a great way to learn more about what's going on then.
Yes, we'll keep that updated as we make decisions moving forward and let everybody know where our numbers are at and what our plans are.
Okay, is there a cost to attend this?
Yes, the cost is ironically $70 per person to attend our event.
Oh, that is a nice coincidence there. It makes a lot of sense. And again, you said that this is supporting those bursaries as well, so it's not just a social event, but also as a good cause.
Absolutely. We want to support the future graduates in our community and help them moving on into post-secondary school.
All right. Anything else you want to make sure to mention at this time as preparations are underway?
Just maybe if there's anyone in the community that wants to organize something that coincides with our event, they're more than welcome to contact us and let us know what they're looking to do.
And again, that would be through the Facebook page or email, or let anybody they know who is an organizer.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Once again, that is Amanda Huff, co-chair of the MHS 70th Reunion, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.